Duke's Edwardsport plant in Indiana is what's called a coal gasification plant. That means the coal gets turned into a gas and some of the pollutants get filtered out before the fuel gets burned. Company spokesman Chad Eaton says it's the most efficient coal plant in the country, but it still wouldn't meet the EPA's new standard.
We don't believe that technology commercially exists right now.
The EPA will cap coal emissions at 1,100 pounds of carbon dioxide per megawatt hour. That's about a third less than the newest plants emit, going by numbers from the World Coal Association. Eaton and others in the industry say they'll need to develop new technology to capture and store carbon if they want to hit that 1,100 number. And Duke and the other power companies are basically arguing this takes new coal plants off the table. And that, Eaton says, is a problem.
We've got to maintain a diverse fuel mix, and coal has to be a part of that fuel mix going forward. That's essential for the country, and it's essential for us from an affordability standpoint as well as a reliability standpoint.
Coal is the highest emitting fossil fuel, and it's also the world's single biggest source of carbon pollution. The EPA estimates it accounted for about 45% of the total in 2010. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.